It's ready, but at their house, you know, the neat house.
I'd like to call to order this special meeting, Medina Township Trustees. The date is June 25th, 2018. It is 8:30 PM. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This meeting was advertised as general business, correct? Thank you.
Special meeting, general business.
Could we please stand for pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could, please take a moment and think of our military members, both home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up is the sale of the Remsen Road Building. We had an offer from the folks at the Medina Soccer Association. Creative Housing had the opportunity to match that offer and exercise that right, as I understand it. That offer is before me. It's been reviewed by the prosecutor's office. And tonight, I guess we're just going to accept that offer. Do we have to do so by resolution? Am I getting that?
Yes, by resolution or by motion.
All right, well then I'll move to accept the offer as presented by the Medina Creative Housing as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
One question on some property that's down there that we have. Once we sign this, does it have to come out before, you know?
No, not before, but before it closes.
Okay.
The closing is going to be in 30 days.
Okay.
I may have told you 25 days.
Yes, I saw 35.
It's 35 days.
Yeah, I saw that.
But no, you'll have a chance to get that out.
And there's some, it's junk stuff, but we need to get it out there.
Yeah.
That's the game bottle.
And if there's any property that you want to leave there, they will accept it, but you need to put that on the exhibit. I think it's Exhibit B. List the property that you're going to take out, the personal property,
yeah,
and the property that you're going to leave there.
Can we handle that?
Yeah, just obsolete fire department stuff falls down there. It's, yeah, not real.
So that hasn't been done yet. Should we take the time to do that before we sign this?
He said we can do it after.
You can do it after. So there's no issue. If they're not expecting any property. It's just that was put in.
I'm sure they'd like to have it gone, probably.
Yeah.
And those file cabinets still down there too. From that moving file cabinets from who was storing them in there?
Courts.
Yeah, Clifford Courts. They're still in there also. So.
Okay, but is he paying? Is he paying for that storage?
No, he was going to, but then there was an issue with leaking.
Okay, you may want to give him notice that. That the property is selling, and that he either can get it out of there or work with the new owners to make an arrangement to keep it there.
Celia, would you send him a letter, please?
Yes. He called me. He was going to go over there. He wanted the key. Came and got the key. He was going to go over there and get things set to take it out. I don't know what happened now.
That's what I thought, Celia.
Because then he brought the key back. I'll contact him.
They're still there.
Okay. Other than that, this contract pretty much mirrors what Medina Soccer.
That's exactly what we would have given to Medina Soccer.
Okay.
Based upon their letter of intent. There's no conditions. It's as is. The only thing you need to be concerned with is that you can't enter into any new leases with anybody from the time you sign it.
Okay.
And you can't modify any leases that exist. And otherwise, there's no other conditions that you have to meet. Now, it's got to have clear, they have to have clear title, but that's going to be taken care of by the title company. And the title
sure.
company is going to be Stewart Title. So.
Any other questions?
I got one for Ken. Hey, Tom, as far as the sewer contract goes, we have a sewer contract with a contractor that maintains the sewer system.
Okay.
We need to progress.
And is that contract, is still got term left on it?
We just got to give them 30 days notice that we want out of the...
Oh, okay. Well, you can notify the buyers, and if they want to assume that contract, they can, or they can, they can choose to go with another. Is there any other service contracts?
Not just the EPA. I got to get with the EPA on the sewer also, because that name's got to be changed on the, on the building itself.
Well, that's going to be all part of the closing activity.
She signed it all.
She signed that. Okay, so I'll get that one. One other thing, the trash service. When do we want to cancel the trash?
Again, you may want to notify the buyers that you have this contract, and they may want to assume that contract, or you can just, if that's 30 days notice, and, you know, it's going to close in 35 days, so you may want to discuss that with them right away. So if you want, I can discuss it with the attorney. Let me know, send me an email. I'll discuss those with them as to whether they mark the sewer maintenance and the garbage trash. Okay. Is there any other contract you have?
I'd like to withdraw my motion. Second. Anyone? I was going to fix it.
Yeah, second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stroka?
Aye.
I'll move to accept the real estate purchases and sales agreement with Medina Creative Housing as presented, with the conditions that the list of exhibits are filled out, especially Exhibit B, which Denny will fill out at a later date.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Sent them all right.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stroka?
Aye.
And then I'll make them, I'll move to, there's one place to sign here, so I'll move to authorize myself to sign up for the board.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stroka?
Aye.
Next up is the discussion of Horse Hood Road. Do you have anything on this, Mark?
Nothing new. I'm still waiting to hear back. Daddy called today, and you said when he hears, we'll hear at the same time.
Do you need me anymore?
No, thank you.
Thanks, Tom. I am meeting with someone Wednesday morning, and then I also was approached by a resident, Mr. Masternet. And he wanted to know if we would get together. He would have it at his house, as he wanted to get the neighbors together so that they can offer their input and maybe invite one or all of the county commissioners, members of our road department. If that's agreeable to the board, I'll just come up with a few dates and see what we can work out.
That's fine.
All right, I'll get back to him on that. I'll let you know what happened with my Wednesday meeting on Thursday. One other thing before we get into public comment. I was approached by a resident that wanted to borrow some tables and chairs. I asked Tom about it. He said that we are able to do that. there's probably some sort of policy that says whether or not we're going to charge, who would be willing to do it, that kind of thing, so. Matt, is that something you want to work on and have for us on Thursday?
Yeah, I can get your policy in place.
Awesome. I'll move to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
The floor is now open for public comment. If anyone from the public has anything they'd like to say, please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record, and the floor will be yours. Yes, sir.
Adam Krause, 3552 Huffman Road. What was the offer from the data creative housing?
The same as Sacker, 100,000.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Anyone else? I'll move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Anything further?
Nope.
Jason?
No.
Denny? Matt?
They're open up Remsen Road tomorrow. You're supposed to come see and stroll tomorrow, so it's going to be opened up.
Thank you. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Next
up. Aye.
Meeting adjourned 8:41 p.m. Thank you for coming.
I didn't think you were
going to
get us up.
I don't
know.
You
I don't know.
No, we'll get it. I'll get it.
I don't know if that's ever happened before. I guess that's a way to stop something in its tracks.
We don't have any table. I don't know what we have table and chairs wise.
Did you see the chair?
Sorry to.
Someone can send Tom to know about the contracts.
He called me.